الحمد لله رب العالمين ليس بغافل سبحانه عما يعمل الظالمون وكان حقا عليه نصر المؤمنين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا المجاهد الشهيد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن جاهد جهاده إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بمؤمن من بات شبعان وجاره إلى جنبه جائع وهو يعلم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا وسيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. 21 months have passed since the beginning of the war in Gaza. The worst type of atrocities are being meted out in full view of the entire world. The last few days, numerous reports of people passing away because of malnutrition, because of starvation, because of hunger. People falling on the streets because of extreme hunger. And this is man-made hunger. It is not something which is beyond the control of man. It's something which is planned. Something which is being used as a tool, as a weapon, in order to break the resistance and to cripple a nation that has decided that we will stand up for our rights and we will stand up for our dini principles and we will stand up on behalf of the entire ummah to protect Masjid al-Aqsa. There's various news, various reports, various analysis regarding the situation. But I felt it is important for us to understand things directly from the original source. So last week, Friday, the 18th of July, 2025, Friday evening, was a very historic speech by none other than the spokesman of the military wing of the Hamas, known as the Al-Qassam. A person who has become very famous in the world, an icon, Abu Ubaidah Hafidhahullah. His speech on this occasion was very historic because of different reasons. One is, it was the first time that he spoke after 4 months. And he spoke after the enemy claimed that we killed him. So it already shows the false news that they promote and the lies that they try to make us believe. So they claimed a few months ago that there was a massive strike, and in that strike, Muhammad Sinwar, the brother of Yahya Sinwar and Abu Ubaidah, both have been killed. And now, a few weeks later, or a few months later, Abu Ubaidah stands in front of the world and he gives his statement. So it was historic in that sense. It was historic because after such a long period he spoke. And it was historic because his tone was completely different. The tone in which he spoke with this time was a very different tone. Now, obviously, when an official statement is made, then the news that is given or the information that is given is very reliable and it explains certain very important things. And I feel that there are very important messages for us, for the ummah, in the statement of Abu Ubaidah. Firstly, his khutbah also was a very unique khutbah. Different to his previous khutbahs. And that is the khutbah that I chose to start with today. And that is, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, لَيْسَ بِغَافِلٍ سُبْحَانَهُ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Allah is not unaware of what the oppressors are doing. There's already a message for us that no matter what they may do, Allah is fully aware of what they are doing. And this is an ayat of Quran. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. That don't ever think that Allah is unaware of the actions and the atrocities of the zalims, of the oppressors. Allah is only giving them some respite. Allah is giving them some respite. Either in this world they will face their punishment, or لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. They will be given respite till that day in which the eyes will be left open. Eyes will be left open in shock, and people will be in shock at that on that day. So this is the words in which he starts off this khutbah, and then he goes on to say, "Wakana haqqan alayhi nasrul mu'minin." It is Allah's promise that Allah will definitely help the believers. This is the level of yaqeen that these people have after so long. After so long, the iman and the yaqeen is still so strong. Thereafter, the ayat that he recited in the beginning of his address, very important ayat as well. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Allah says that our promise has already passed for our messengers, those of our servants that we have sent as messengers, as Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Our promise has already passed. What is our promise? Innahum lahumul mansurun. Definitely they will be assisted and they will help. They will be helped. Wa inna jundana lahumul ghalibun. And Allah says that our army will definitely prevail. Our army will definitely be victorious. Fatawalla anhum hatta heen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being told that ignore them for some time. Ignore them for some time. Wa absirhum fasawfa yubsirun. And watch and look. Soon they will see the end result of what they are doing. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Are they trying to bring our adab quickly? Are they trying to quicken our adab? And then Allah says, فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. That when the adab comes to them, it will be a very terrible morning. That morning will be a very terrible morning when the adab of Allah has to strike. So these were the ayat that he chose at the beginning of his address. Very apt ayat. An ayat that we should be focusing on as well. Whilst definitely the atrocities are very great, at the same time, we as an ummah must never lose focus of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In numerous ayat of the Quran, different places in the Quran, Allah speaks about his promises of help. Allah speaks about his promises of assistance for the people of Iman, for the believers, for his servants. And inshallah, that day will come soon. As a result and through the barakah and blessings of the sabr of the people of Gaza, and through the blessings of the patience of different other Muslims in the world that have gone through so much of difficulty, inshallah those days of victory are coming very soon. And this should be our hope. And this should be our yaqeen on the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who are in the midst of the difficulty, people who have suffered for so long, this is still their level of yaqeen and their level of conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes on to explain, I'm just giving certain snippets of the speech of Abu Ubaidah, the spokesman of the Al-Qassam, the military wing of the Hamas, which he gave a few days ago, 1 week ago. So then he goes on to explain, 21 months have passed in which our nation and our people have shown the resilience of mountains, the strength of mountains, and they have displayed the examples of the sabr of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the patience of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he goes on to say that 21 months have also passed of the forsaking and the not helping and of the ummah completely forgetting about their brothers that are suffering in this way. He goes on to explain that the last 4 months have been, there's a new operation that the enemy started, which they called a special name they gave to it, wrongly misrepresenting something that comes in the Torah. And then he says that as a result of that, we started an operation in retaliation, which we call Hijaratu Dawood. We called it the stone of Dawood, alayhi salam. He says we took hope and we took barakah and tabarruk from the incident of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, which appears in the Quran Majid, where Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam threw a stone and he killed Jalut. And with the hope that just as Allah had assisted Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will assist us. And he says, for the last few months, we have killed hundreds of the enemy soldiers. Now, this is something which the news won't tell us. Hundreds of the enemy soldiers we have killed, and we have injured many, many of them. He says, and there are thousands of them that are suffering. They are suffering from major, major problems, mental problems they are suffering from. They are suffering from a lot of trauma. They are suffering from post-war depression. And he says, the number of enemy soldiers that are committing suicide are increasing. Now this is a very interesting point. You will never hear of a believer, of a person in Gaza committing suicide. You will never hear of a person committing suicide despite the worst type of atrocities meted out to him. But those that are committing the atrocities are committing suicide. This is the blessing of Iman. And this is the sukoon and the peace of mind and tranquility that Allah places in their heart. So he says that we have done a lot of this and we have developed new tactics in combating the enemy. He gives some details, but we don't have the time to go into it. But nevertheless, on that front, something for us to understand that alhamdulillah, the operations against the enemy are only increasing. Daily there are reports. The enemy won't disclose everything, but daily they are disclosing that their soldiers are being killed. Daily they are disclosing. They will just have something in the news called Hadathun Amni. A security breach or a major problem. And that is enough to make us understand that they have a major issue and many of their soldiers were killed. So he explains this and then he goes on to say that there are a few points that I want to make. And one of the important points, the first point that he mentioned, he said that we in the military wing are prepared to continue a very long battle. We are prepared to continue a very long battle. Despite 21 months, the enemy tried every tactic to destroy them. He says, we are prepared to continue for a very long time, despite the little resources that we have. But alhamdulillah, we can still continue. And he says, the enemy should never think that they will be safe and secure. And he quotes the ayat of Quran, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, that they thought that their fortresses will protect them from the punishment of Allah. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. He says, but the punishment of Allah came to them from where they never thought. This is the ayat of Quran. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبُ, and Allah placed fear and awe in their hearts. And this is exactly what they are doing. They feel that they are secure in their tanks, but they are not secure in their tanks. Daily their tanks are being exploded. Daily their tanks are being attacked. And daily they are dying in their tanks. So this is the first point that he mentioned, giving an assurance to the ummah that inshallah they still have the ability to continue. So this is a very positive side. But the second side that he spoke about, which was a very hard message that he gave to the ummah, and he gave this message to every one of us. Each one of us, this message, every one of us needs to think within ourselves that how does this message apply to me and what have I done to absolve myself from this, from what he is saying. He says that whilst We are very proud about the valor and the bravery of our fighters on the ground. He says at the same time, we are very, very hurt and we are very affected because of the difficulty that our people are going through. As we explained in the beginning, starvation, malnutrition, to levels that have never been seen before. Doctors are writing and they're saying we've never seen this before. And it's not like the doctor is better off than the patient. The doctor is starving, the patient is starving. And now in that condition, exhausted, hungry, the doctor has to see and help that patient. Then he goes on to say that we will still continue fulfilling our responsibility of fighting against the enemy. However, he says that I want to place on record, and he says with deep sadness, I say this, and I say it in front of the whole world. He addresses the world, and he says, Ya qadata hadhi al-ummati al-islamiyyati wal-arabiyya. O leaders of this Islamic and Arabic nation, wa ya nukhabaha, wa ahzabaha al-kabira, wa ya ulama'aha, and O the big organizations and all the scholars of the Muslim Ummah, antum khusumuna amam Allahi azza wa jal. Very, very heartbreaking words and very frightening words. He says that you will be our adversaries before Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we will complain to Allah about you that this was happening and the Muslims of the world didn't do anything. Antum khusumu kulli tiflin yateem. You will be the adversary of every orphan child. Wa kulli thakla. And every mother that lost her child. Wa kulli nazihin wa musharradin maklumin wa jarihin. And every person who was forced to leave his home. Every person who was injured. Inna riqabakum muthakkalatun bidimai asharatil alafi minal abriya. الَّذِينَ خُذِلُوا بِصَمْتِكُمْ. He says that the neck of every one of you is stained with the blood of thousands of innocent people that were killed because of your silence. Then he goes on to say that the only reason that this enemy is continuing in this way, together with being supported by the major powers of the world, they are not stopping in continuing to send assistance and help to their allies. And he says it's because of the silence of the Muslims of the world. Therefore they can continue in this way. Whereas he says we know the reality. The reality which Allah speaks about in Quran regarding this enemy of ours. La antum ashaddu rahbatan fi sudurihim min Allah. That they fear you more than Allah. Meaning they have such fear for the believers that they even fear the believers more than Allah. He says it is because of you not standing up. It's because of the Muslims not standing up. Therefore they have continued in this way. He says, وَلَكِنَّهُ الْوَهَنْ. It is wahan. Here he is referring, the cause of all of this is wahan. That's what he's saying, the cause of them continuing is because of wahan. He's referring to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have heard many a times, but we will mention it again, because it is so apt to this situation. يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and how true are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ. The nations of the world will call each other against you to devour the Muslims, to destroy the Muslims. Nay, today they are calling Muslim countries to help them to assist against the Muslims. They are calling the Muslim countries to help against the Muslims. يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. Like someone enjoying a meal and calls others to enjoy that meal. Sahaba asked, Sahaba who are a small group, yet they could never leave their Muslims in this manner, forsaken. They could not understand something like this will happen. Sahaba asked, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, will it be because of our less number at that time? Will it be because we won't have enough people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal antum yawma idhin kathir. Rather on that day you will be many, many in number. You will be 2 billion in the world. 2 billion Muslims can't help 2 million Muslims. 2 billion Muslims can't help 2 million Muslims. Many a times the message that comes out from Gaza, Ya Ummat al-Milyar, oh the Ummah of billions, oh the Ummah of billions, where are you to help and to assist your brothers that are being killed systematically in this way? It's a systematic, it's a planned manner of killing them, of finishing them off. So he says, Allah and the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be many in number, walakinnakum ghutha'un ka ghutha'is sayl, but you will have no value whatsoever. You will be like the debris of a flood water, like how when the floods come and you will get the debris on the top, that will be your value at that time. And then he says, wala yaqdhifanna Allahu min suduri aduwwikum almahabata minkum. Allah will remove your awe, the awe that he spoke about, which is supposed to be such that they fear the awe. They have such awe for the Muslims that is even more than they fear for Allah. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that awe that they have for you, Allah will remove that from their hearts. وَلَا يَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ, and Allah will put wahan in your hearts. Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is wahan? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It will be extreme love for material. Why won't the Muslim countries around their help? It's because of their concern about their material privileges, about their material interests. If we have to do this, what's going to happen to our deals? If we have to do this, what's going to happen to our power? حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And because you will detest death. Respected friends, we need to ask ourselves a question. One is the Muslim countries and the Muslim rulers on the day of Qiyamah, they will have to answer for themselves. But we, on the other hand, we will have to answer on ourselves, for ourselves. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. How much of this love of dunya has come into us? How much of it has come into us that we can continue enjoying and enjoying and enjoying? Life continues as normal whilst 2 million Muslims are starving to death. Have I done anything substantial that I could do what was within me, what was within my ability? Have I done anything substantial to help the cause and to assist them? In a hadith of Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is the reporter of the hadith. A very, very thought-provoking hadith, especially on this, regarding this situation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will address his servant. Allah won't address only the rulers. Allah will address every one of us. And Allah will say that, oh my servant, I was sick but you didn't visit me. I was sick but you didn't visit me. The servant will say, oh Allah, how am I going to visit you? Wa anta rabbul alameen. You are Rabb of the worlds. How can I visit you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will say to the servant, that didn't you know that a certain person was sick and you didn't visit him? If you visited him, you would have found me by him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the next question, Allah will ask his servant, istaq'amtuka falam tut'imni. Oh my servant, I asked you for food, but you didn't give me food. I asked you for food, but you didn't give me food. So, servant will say, oh Allah, how can I feed you? You are Rabbul Alameen, you don't feel hungry, how can I feed you? So he says, that a certain servant of mine, one servant of mine, istaq'amaka fulanun, one servant of mine asked you for food, and you didn't give him food. Didn't you know if you fed him, لَوَجَدْتَ ذَٰلِكَ indi, you would have found the reward of that by me. Today it's not one person that is asking us. It's 2 million Muslims that are begging for food from the entire world. On the day of Qiyamah, I will have to answer this question. You will have to answer this question before Allah. When Allah will say 2 million Muslims ask for food. Oh my servant, what you did? What you did? Maybe you couldn't fight against the enemy. Maybe you couldn't break the siege. But you had the ability of sending something or feeding a few people. At least you could have fed one person. And you can say, oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, I tried. Whatever little I could do, I did. This question is going to be asked to me, it's going to be asked to you, it's going to be asked to every person, and the one asking will be Allah. Allah will ask the question. Then the next question, third question, Allah will say, oh my servant, istasqaytuka falam tasqini. Oh my servant, I asked you for water, you didn't give me water. I asked you for water, you didn't give me water. Oh Allah, how I'm going to give you water? Wa anta rabbul alameen. You are rabbul alameen, you don't feel thirsty. How am I going to give you water? Didn't you know that a certain servant of mine asked you for water and you didn't give him water? If you gave him water, you would have found the reward of that by me. Again, respected friends, there are 2 million Muslims that are begging for water. 2 million Muslims begging for water. What have I done? Not what has the Muslim countries done. Not what this person did and that person did. What have I done? Because in the day of Qiyamah, I will have to answer Allah. Allah is going to ask me the question. I will have to answer Allah. We will conclude on this one very amazing ayat of Quran. Again, a very unique address of Quran of Allah. Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها. What is the matter with you? Allah is addressing us. And Allah is saying, what is wrong with you? The address of Allah is very different in this ayah. Allah says, what is wrong with you? لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله. You are not fighting in the path of Allah. One is to fight in the path of Allah is a very noble cause. It's a very important reason for you to sacrifice. But Allah says, an added reason for you to sacrifice in the path of Allah is وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. They were weak men, weak women, and weak children. Allah spoke about children specifically. Allah says they were weak children that were making dua. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. Oh Allah, take us out from this place where we are being oppressed. They are not making dua to be taken out, but they making dua for food. They making dua for help. Allah says, what is the matter with you that you didn't respond? The great commentator of the Quran Majid, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, says something amazing. He says that Allah is telling the believers that when this is the situation, when there are believers that are suffering in this way, then you are supposed to even risk your life to save them. Your life, which is so valuable, you're supposed to be risking your life to save them. He says, definitely, it will be more incumbent for you to spend your wealth to save them. If your life, which is so valuable, which human life is supposed to be protected, Allah is saying, never mind, risk your life. You can give your life, but you must save those people that are suffering. So imagine how much more important it will be for a person to sacrifice his wealth to help the Muslims and to assist them. Respected friends, just the gist of what we are discussing, 21 months, and these people are suffering the worst type of difficulties in front of the whole world. Maybe it happened, similar things happened previously, but the whole world didn't know it was happening. Genocide never happened in front of the full view of the world. It's happening in full view of 2 billion Muslims. On the day of Qiyamah, every one of us will have to answer the question, what did you do? At least on the day of Qiyamah, I must have some answer before Allah. Oh Allah, I made these changes in my life. I wasn't punctual on my salah. I became punctual on my salah to draw your help. Oh Allah, I was involved in certain sins. I left those sins so that I can draw your help for the people of Gaza. Oh Allah, I didn't have much, but I could spend a little. Oh Allah, I sacrificed a holiday with my family. And I said, never mind, we will sacrifice a holiday, but at least someone or some people will be able to eat something and they will be able to continue with their life. Oh Allah, I made this sacrifice. I made this sacrifice. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will have something to answer Allah. But, respected friends, if we haven't done anything in these 21 months, if we can't count for anything that we have done in these 21 months, even if it be daily making earnest dua for them, even if it be changing our own lives, leaving our lives of sin, so that on the day of Qiyamah we can say, Allah, I couldn't do much, but oh Allah, I was at war with you, and I made peace with you, for the sake of those suffering children in Gaza. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will have something to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand our responsibility in what is happening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to change our lives, to bring about deen in our lives. For this, alhamdulillah, the ishtima is happening, 8th, 9th and 10th of August, happening in Tilts Crescent. We are the host of the ishtima. Let us get involved in this. Inshallah, these are ways for us to become more loyal to Allah, to increase our allegiance to deen, and to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.